AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. The Egyptians say their Sharm el-Sheikh airport is safe, though U.S. and U.K. lawmakers say a bomb may have been on board that Russian jetliner that took off from the airport and crashed. AP correspondent Ed Donahue with what American lawmakers are thinking.
House Homeland Security Committee Chair Mike McCaul thinks he knows what happened.
All indicators are pointing to the fact that this was ISIS putting a bomb on an airplane.
He was on Fox News Sunday. On ABC's This Week, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, says if there was a bomb, the Islamic State group has fully eclipsed al-Qaeda as the gravest terror threat in the world.
I also think that ISIS may have concluded that the best way to defeat airport defenses is not to go through them, but to go around them with the help of somebody on the inside.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Everybody on board that Russian plane was killed. 224 people. AP Update. I'm Rita Foley.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I got to say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.